We're on the bottom page, Reish Ayin Zayin, and we discussed yesterday how a person has to sort through the salad full of feelings that he has, even when davening and learning, or before one would contemplate eating, etc., etc. And the idea being that even though you may not change what you're doing today, but the concept being you are real with the feelings that you have, and you separate each feeling until you come to a true understanding of what you really want right now and why you're doing what you're doing. And more importantly, which he will again detail as we talk today, you will be able to articulate the feeling that you should be having. And that is ultimately the direction we want to take ourselves, to that place where we want to do the will of Hashem that does lie inside of us presently right now. And when we discuss why we're davening and why we're learning and why we're doing whatever we're doing, we have to bring that idea out and express it even though we don't feel it, and to say, I am learning because I want to do what Hashem wants me to do. And that's the real reason why I should be doing this, even though I don't feel that way right now. And the mere expression of that will eventually get you there. Yes, Rafal, you had a question which you didn't get to yesterday.
It sounds to me like this is your basic psychotherapy.
Sounds like basic psychotherapy.
It doesn't sound like a tremendous chiddush, other than, in other words, if you had a firm psychotherapist or a psychotherapist who'd been taught Bilbavi, that he could take you through that process of trying to find out what to separate all of the layers and twists of your motivations to get at what you should be doing.
Yes, I mean, to a certain point, it's psychotherapy. You're using the Bilbavi principles. I don't think the psychotherapist would say that you should say something 10,000 times. Right? That's part of how the change happens too. Right? Psychotherapy, a lot of these, I mean, I'm not an expert in it, but a lot of it is, you know, getting to the root of what your issue is. Right?
Or getting to the root of what's motivating you.
Yeah, to what's motivating you, but then how do you change it? It's interesting how people can be with psychotherapists for years and never change. But they feel better for that 1 hour they're with them. Okay, I would say this is psychotherapy with a goal of change. It's a real goal to really change things by using different techniques as well to change and to develop a different desires.
But this is like self-analysis, though.
Yeah, it is for sure. It's for sure self-analysis. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. But then through that self-analysis, then to realize what things to speak out on a constant basis to get you to this new place. Yeah, so from psychology. Okay, are you disappointed in that, or
no,
are you just trying to understand that that's what he's saying?
I was looking at it and I'm saying I'm not sure I see what's different about this relative to what classic psychotherapy is in terms of...
Well, I'll tell you, classic psychotherapy will never get you to a place that doesn't believe in the two deeper parts of the self. Classic psychotherapy does not believe that there is the will of God inside of you. That's why a secular psychotherapist is never, rarely going to help a frum person. Because, you know, the bottom line is all our problems are based on one thing. We don't want to do the will of Hashem. If you wanted to do the will of Hashem, you wouldn't have any psychological problems. So whatever direction the psychotherapist is going to take you will never get you in the right place. He'll get you to a place where he thinks normal people should be. But that's not where a normal yid should be. The normal yid has to be in the place of, there's the Ratzon Hashem inside of me. My will is through the will of Hashem. How many psychotherapists would have you do that? They don't even take that into consideration as being part of who you are. Right? So that's for sure important. So now, more than that, no psychotherapist would make you say 1,000 times over that you want to do the will of Hashem. And that's part of the techniques as well.
You probably suggest you need therapy for that.
You probably, right? Okay. So good. We're at the bottom of Reish Ayin Zayin. Gili Harotz Napnimi. Revealing the innermost desire. Hatoelas Hagadolo Biyoser Mitzuras Avodasu. What is the greatest benefit of this description of how we serve Hashem? It pertains to what we spoke about. Harotzen shall call Yochid v'Yochid ba'oimek nishmaso, the desire of each and every individual in the depths of his soul, who lasos his soul, next page, Rishayin Hei, Habaris Baruch, is through the will of Hashem. Elamai, what's the problem? Kol zman sha'adam lo misbonein u'megala sheish bo koz kezeratzon. As long as the person does not reflect and does not reveal that he has such a desire. He does not allow this desire to break out. Why? Because the other desires, the external ones, are found more revealed inside of the person. And it comes out and expresses your desires, the superficial desires. And the desire to do the will of Hashem, that lies buried deep inside the innermost soul of the person. The external desires, those are the ones that generally rule over the person. But the innermost desire to do the will of Hashem, you barely, if at all, can hear their voice. So separating the salad full of ideas gives voice to that inner ratzon that is inside of you, even though you don't yet feel it yourself, but you don't feel it because the other ones are making more noise. You're not going to shul because, you know what, you'd rather sleep. That makes a big voice. And even when you are going to shul, you keep thinking of how tired you are. And how much, you know, you're sacrificing for Hashem so you don't go to Gehenna. Right? That's what's in your voice over there. But what about the part is, oh, I really love going to shul. That's the greatest thing I could do all day long. Right? That is a real part of you that just isn't being expressed. So you've got to give it expression. Okay? So now, Kisha Adam of our last one called Ratzon V'Ratzon, when a person is able to distinguish each and every desire, what's the result of that? First of all, you're giving a place for this desire that why I want to do the will of Hashem to begin to reveal itself. He explains to himself why he does want, why he doesn't want something. And within the realm of the reasons of why he does want, he puts them in a sequential order. Shalav al gabe shalav, level on top of level. Till he reaches that level of my will is to do your will. So etzam hisbonu shel adam v'amuna muka shehu mamin be'emesh yuraitz alasas es ritzono yisbarach v'zeh kufahu me'orer ba'atzm ratzon zeh. So this, the reflection alone of the person and the deep belief that he believes truly that he wants to do the will of Hashem, that itself arouses that ratzon. That's the problem. We don't feel that ratzon. So by giving expression to it and believing in it, that itself is what will arouse it. Simply put, Dover Sharam lo choshev lo klal, melu nela minasech v'inalev. Anything that a person doesn't think about at all, naturally is hidden from the intellect and the heart. Kisharam rotza lo'orer mashu, if a person wants to wake up anything inside of himself, hatzada rishon shalov laso tzorech lachshev ala dover, the first step is to think about it. The fact that one just thinks about something raises it from the world of being forgotten to the world of being remembered. Certainly this is only a memory of the brain, not from the heart. And of course we want to get to the heart. But v'yadata hayom nasan makom shel gilul ledover. At least in the realm of, there's the two realms, v'yadata hayom, you shall know what to do today, that's in the brain. V'yashavos alvechem, put it in your heart. At least the first part's there. The problem is that even the first part isn't there. You don't even have it in your brain of why you should be going to shul. So at least I have the first part. I can start. Ad achshav, until now, haritzon eino lasos ritzoncha hu kimat b'mahal shel shikha. Until we go through these exercises, this concept of my desire is to do Hashem's desire is almost completely forgotten in the realm, in that realm of forgetfulness. Or it was mixed up with a lot of other feelings. It didn't really have any essential strength on its own. But by the fact the person reflects on the idea that in his soul there is the power and the wanting to do the will of Hashem, that reflection itself, no senes de kudas his galus kol shila osa rasa pnimi, it gives a bit of point of revelation to that inner desire. Im came, so in conclusion, zeh shalav reason, this is the first step. He's going to mention three and then four steps over here. Step one, lachshov ladas shebeneshama tamun osa koach. He has to think and know that in his soul is buried this force of I want to do the will of Hashem. Ubezek far ma'orim, b'midas ma es ha-rotzen. And that itself will wake up a little bit of that rotzen. And that's step one. Are things going to change at this point? Absolutely not. But at least you've got that first step. It's in the ball game. It at least is in your Weltanschauung that it's something I should be feeling. And the more you talk about it, the more you think about it, should be something you should feel. At least it's on the chart. It's on the chart. You're far away from it, but at least it's on the chart. If you're not even thinking about that, then you're forever going to shul for the wrong reasons. Right? So now at least, I maybe feel a little guilty. But how come I don't have the right reason? Okay. At least there's what we'll call the awareness. Right? That's how any change happens. There first has to be an awareness. Right. So the awareness is, I'm going to shul, I should be going for these reasons. And I'll say it 50,000 times. So you can't deny the awareness is there. Now that alone isn't going to make the change, but at least it's on the chart. That's step number one. Okay, step number two. Okay, Reish Ayin Tes. Pages are going quickly. We're going to finish this book fairly soon. And I don't know what the next book is. And I know that's not good, but I'm... and a lot of debates in my mind. Okay, next subtopic. Hamuna bekiyuma shel ratzon apimini. The belief in the fulfillment of that inner ratzon. Hashalav hasheni, what's the second step? Shu yisodimo, that's so important. Hu nekudas hamuna beratzon. It's the point of the belief in that desire. In other words, you've got to believe that it's there. Be'erin yinkach, what do we mean? A person doesn't have to believe that he wants to eat if a person's hungry. You don't have to believe in that. I don't really know that I'm hungry, but I believe I could be hungry. No, that's not, because tchushas harov etzlo ko muchashi subura. The feeling of hunger in a person is so clear, and you feel it, you don't have to believe that you're hungry. You are hungry. When he wants to eat, that desire is clear. There's no doubt. You can't say, do you ever want to eat? Well, I believe that, maybe I would want to eat. You don't say that. He certainly feels that he's hungry. You don't need to have belief in that area. Lumosos, on the other hand, but there are klal, in general, rubadalma, most people, And he says in the brackets, those that have not yet gotten to the place where it's been revealed. But most people, they don't even feel that there exists a true desire to do Hashem's will. It's all enclosed in the point of the eye, the superficial eye. What am I going to get out of this? Etc., etc. of a ratzon Torah, but a pure desire, shel ritzoneinu lasos usanacha, that our desire is to do your desire. Ulai ha'adam yodeh v'sichlo sheyesh kaseh davar. Maybe in his brain, he knows there's such a concept. Avol lo margish, but he doesn't feel this. So now we gotta get to the next step now. How am I gonna feel this? Sekidei la'orer v'davar, to arouse that feeling, k'fisher marner, ashalva rishon hulachshal. First step is to think about it. V'ashalava sheni, the second step is, hulahamin b'kayumo, is to believe in its fruition. And more than that, to believe that it really exists. In other words, first step is you're saying to yourself, you're going through all the different feelings and say, well, one feeling that should be here is, I really want to do the will of Hashem. Okay, it's on the charts. Now you got to ask yourself and say, you know what? Is this really true? Is there really a feeling inside of me to do the will of Hashem? And you have to say, I believe that there is a desire inside of me to do the will of Hashem. I don't feel it, but I believe it's there, and it's something that can be tapped, and it's something I can feel and enjoy. If that's what Hashem says, I believe in it. And that's the second step. You have to work on your emuna. Because if you really don't believe it really exists, Enes malagalus, there's nothing to reveal. There's nothing to bring out. And to bring out from the potential to the reality. No. It's got to be on the charts. The first thing is got to be on the charts. If it's not on the chart, we can't even discuss if you believe it or not. You can't talk about believing in something if you're not even thinking about it. No, all you're saying is, you know, there's supposed to be this concept that I'm supposed to do the will of Hashem, that I want to do the will of Hashem. I've been taught that that's so. Why did I go to shul today? Okay, the real reason I went is because I'm the kind of a person who likes to do what's right. You know, I'm a do-gooder. You know, but I don't necessarily like doing what's right. But you also say, what?
How about the selfish guy? So, lots of amuna. The guy who comes because he's gonna, you know, whatever.
Because of what?
Something. He's still got amuna, right?
I don't know if he, what, amuna in what? He believes there's a God.
Not only that, he believes in
he'll get a reward for it.
He believes in divine providence.
Good! But he doesn't want to do it. You have amuna. Amuna, it's not enough to have amuna in Hashem. That is not at all the ballpark we want to be in. We want to be much further than that. You have to have amuna that this is your true delight in life. That I love doing this more than anything else in the world. And that's my real want. Now that, I'm sure, very few people feel that. Now, you're trying to bridge
right.
From the intellect into the heart. And how are you doing that? By developing a belief. Just like you believe there's a God, Michael?
Yes.
Right? Now that didn't happen the first minute you were thinking about it. First time you thought of that idea, you said, that's an interesting idea. And years you've been thinking about it till it's pretty solid, right? Now we'd like you to think for years and years and years that you know what the real truth is, Michael, that the thing you love doing most is coming to shul. Right? Do you believe that? No. You don't believe that. But now you gotta work on that belief. Right? And you gotta say, I believe that going to shul, I really enjoy it more than a steak dinner.
But are you being selfish again? Then
because God wants me to do this. I want to do the will of Hashem. That is what God wants me to want. He wants me to want that. Right? That's already, it's not selfish because you've given up too many other things for this. Because what you really want to do is sleep in bed. That's the selfish thing. What?
We're all here.
You're all here, but not for the right reason. We're not here because this is the will of Hashem. It's the will of Hashem, and more than that. And my greatest pleasure is doing the will of Hashem. That's the part we're not at. Because if I really asked you, what would you really, really rather do? I'd rather sleep. I really would rather sleep because I feel it's much more pleasurable than learning. So now I have to believe that, my real pleasure is learning is more pleasurable than sleeping. Which is really true, even though you don't feel it right now. It's what?
When you're learning at night.
Learning at night, yeah. But it doesn't, but again, why are you really doing it? Why are you really doing it? Why are you really learning at night? What?
You're supposed to learn at night,
but not that you really, really want to do it, the will of Hashem, and that's my greatest will to do. The biggest proof is, no matter how much you think you like to learn, as soon as the first excuse comes, you're not learning. The first excuse, you're not learning. The simplest excuse. A guy has a chasana on Thursday night. I mentioned this already, right? I can't come. What do you mean you can't come? You mean being at a chasana and chit-chatting, small talk for 3 hours when nothing is going on is more important than learning? That means your greatest desire is not to learn. That's not your greatest desire, because what do you mean? How could the whole night go without learning for an hour? It's like you're starving. I'm going crazy. You know what? The bayit tahir is only 5 minutes. I can leave for an hour. What are you talking about? And you know what? And that's my real enjoyment of the day. And of course, you have to enjoy being at a chuppah. You have to enjoy dancing with a chassid. But that, how much does that happen?
It's your wife
has to want you to learn Torah too. Obviously, if your wife doesn't want you to learn Torah, you're in big trouble. But I'm saying, at a six hour wedding, Michael, we'd be hard pressed to say there's 2 hours of mitzvah there. You'd be hard pressed. The chuppah, 20 minutes, that's a mitzvah. You could say the kapolas panim, viewat the chasim is also a mitzvah. That's a half an hour. So maybe an hour there, maybe an hour, right? And dancing, there isn't even an hour of dancing at a wedding anymore. Maybe 40 minutes, right? And you're not mukhif to do all the dances also. One dance and you've done the mitzvah. I'm just saying, so that's the mitzvah. So what's the other 4 hours? The other 4 hours is probably gluttonizing at the smorgasbord, which is certainly not the will of Hashem. Eating at a smorgasbord is not the will of Hashem at all. That's why I told you he's not invited to these weddings, Hashem. He hasn't been invited. Right? So it's for sure not to eat standing up and eating foods like that. That's what the Michalowicz smorgasbord, there were seats, if you recall. Do you call it the Michalowicz wedding? Right? You had your stuff, you sat down, and you ate. That's the way people are supposed to do things. Right? And in 10 minutes you were finished eating. You didn't have to wait 5 hours for the waiters to serve you all this stuff. Right? You took the rice, you took whatever food was there, right? You sat down, you ate it for 10-15 minutes, finished. Right? Didn't make a 3 hour production. But nobody in the community is going to do what the rabbi does. I can only role model it, but everyone says, well, the rabbi's crazy. Unfortunately, he has to do that. He doesn't have any money. He has to do that. But we have money to waste, so we can show it to everybody. Right? But anyway, so then what are you accomplishing the Ratzon Hashem? So how come you're not learning that night? How come you're not learning? You know why? Because you really don't like to learn. That's the real truth. Let's stop fooling ourselves. We're just saying things, but that's not what you really like. Every little excuse. It's my kid's first birthday. I can't learn tonight. It's very good. Very good. That's mom. It's like the 1 year old even knows what's going on. Right? So every Tom, Dick, and Harry excuse, guys aren't there. Right? That's the way it is. And even the better guys, so Yetzer makes it a little harder. Right? So, your tire's flat. So let's see if you're not going to learn. Right? So, whatever. So certain people, it works harder. We clearly don't feel this. We certainly don't feel this. So how are we going to feel it? Well, we have to have emunah in it. I really believe, I'm supposed to believe, and I'm working on this belief. I even though I don't feel it, I believe that if it is written in Pirkei Avos, it's Pirkei Avos. That's what it's, that's what it says. That your desire should be Hashem's desire. Hashem's desire should be your desire. So if the rabbi said, I believe what the rabbis say, but I don't feel it. I don't feel it yet. I don't feel it yet.
The second part of that's not.
I have to spend time to explain to that Mishnah. That's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah doesn't mean that. The Mishnah doesn't mean that at all. But that's the second part. This Emunah. All right. One more paragraph on the Emunah. Emunah ain't a kavana l'Emunah b'seichel shukayim. Emunah doesn't mean just an intention that there's an Emunah in the intellect that it exists. Vade shigam is an issue. You also need that. But the main amuna is that it gets into the heart. Avoda zushal amuna, this work of amuna lo ores and akuda apnimi shibenefesh al ritzon lasus ritzoncha hu avoda yesodis milhod. This service of amuna to arouse that inner point in the soul of we want to do the will that's your will. This is a fundamental service. He calls manchin akuda. As long as that emuna is not found revealed in the soul, there's no room for this desire to do Hashem's will to have power to reveal itself. Once that emuna that's buried inside has a koach, has a strength, now there's room for it to burst out. And from that point, we can work harder on that and advance that more. So now, how are we going to get this? How is this going to happen? We have to have this and when we really feel it. Just like everything else we're supposed to be feeling. We're supposed to feel that Hashem is right here. Right? There's an amunah. Right? We're not on that level even. We don't even feel that Hashem is here. Right? So we gotta feel that there is inside of me a real ratzon to do your will, Hashem. So now, the next subcategory, kinyan emunah b'lev, ideis bonus v'dibur. The acquisition of this emunah in the heart is through reflection and speech. Eich magi adam emunah b'dvarim, how does a person reach this emunah, in words? So next page, reish pei, b'seichel, intellectually, in general, most of us are maminim. I don't even know about that. I think he's being charitable. Since the words are written in the Chazal, we believe it in the mind. The question is, how do we arouse that point of amun in the heart? That it reaches that level of, and you will know it today, and draw it into the heart. And you, mamish, feel that emuna. Gamkan nira litzod b'derech kol darkeinu ad achshav. So we have to take the steps, like we've been moving all the whole way throughout this whole book, which is v'hi b'picho b'vav chalasos, as the pasuk says. It's in your mouth, and it's in your heart to do it. So therefore, lifnei kol maser sh'adam oseh, before every time you do an activity, you have to designate for yourself a brief moment for reflection. And you have to clarify to yourself that there is a true desire to do the will of your Creator. There is inside of me a true desire to learn Torah. There's a true desire to daven to Hashem. And there is a true desire to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs and the 7 rabbinic mitzvahs with all their details. You gotta clarify that to yourself before you're doing the mitzvah. And achra birur, and after that clarification, huponel rabbi nishlam, he turns to Hashem, v'yom alakach, and says the following, and this is what you have to speak out. Rabbi nishalaylam, Almighty, yodea ani beberer shenotata besoch nishmasi koach amiti lasus soncha. I know clearly that you have planted inside of my soul a true power to do your will. Omnom keis adayin in any margishoso, but right now I don't feel it. Aval reish shini mamin b'muna shalema sharotzna miti shalihu lasu shon chiz baruch. But right now I say I believe with a complete belief of the mind that my true desire is to do your will. And my true desire is to come to daven to you today. You have to say that even though you don't feel it. And just keep saying it. Kach margil odom es atzmo lichios b'muna. That's how a person has to accustom himself to live with this emuna. And that is step two. Again, so step one is ask yourself, why am I going to shul? And go through all, sift through all the different layers that are there. And then you finally say, and you know what, and there's supposed to be another one out there, and that's because I really want doing this more than anything else in the world. Step two is, Hashem, okay, you know, I believe that there is this other part of me that's deep inside of me, but you know what, I don't feel it right now. I believe it, but I don't feel it. That's step number two. Hashlav haba, and what's going to be the next step? Hutfila. It's davening, as it's been throughout the book. V'kachu v'spal, then you go right into step three. Rebbeinu Shalom, ani batuach v'ani mamin shenasata bikoch lasos utzoncha. Hashem, I believe, I'm sure, that you gave me this strength to want to do what you want me to do. Ach ani lo margis, but I don't feel it. Ana azorli she'argis ha'rotzon begol b'nefesh. Help me that I should feel this. Help me that I should feel this. Help me that I should feel that I have this ratzon over here. That's what you have to help me with. And then, with the tefillah, then Hashem is going to help you get to that point. And that's where the miracles happen. But this is after you're doing it thousands of times. Thousands of times. And then that will be so alive in you, that ratzon, that will be the only reason why you are really doing these things. Because I really want to daven. Once you really want to daven, then the issue's is finished. Right? Again, I don't know who went to the Shalom Bias lecture last night, if anybody did. Right? Probably not. Because we were busy doing other things. But I don't think they mentioned this. That's what I get Shalom Bias. It's the same thing. You want Shalom Bias, you have to say, you know, inside of me, there's got to be a rutzon to want to have Shalom Bias. It's got to be one of the rutzons that I have. Right? But you don't even know that it's there. You know, they're probably giving a whole class in saying how important Shalom Bayis, how important Shalom Bayis is. But you know what? Many people don't really want to have Shalom Bayis. They really don't. What do you mean? No, I don't really want to have Shalom Bayis. I just want my wife not to fight with me. I want it my way. And you know, I want to have Shalom with the Bayis, but not necessarily Shalom Bayis. You know, I want to come in whenever I come in, and my wife will do whatever I want, and she'll be happy. I want to, people think Shalom Bayis is there's no fighting. That's not Shalom Bayis. Okay? But really, this deep doubt is this real desire. You know, Shalom Bayis is only necessary for one thing, for you to get close to Hashem. Right? That's the most important thing. I don't know if these ideas are articulated at these big lectures. Right? And therefore, there's what to daven for. There's what to believe in. I believe that my greatest desire is to have Shalom Bayis, because if that's what you want me to have, it must be, I have the greatest desire for that. Now, if you have the desire for Shalom Bayis, then it's easy. If that's your most important desire, then it's going to be easy. But techniques is going to get you nowhere. You know, happy wife, happy life, garbage. You know, that's all for weak people who are very superficial, and unfortunately 99% are like that. But to grow up beyond that, to say, I really want to have Shalom Bayis. I really want it more than anything else in this world. And once you really feel that way, then the techniques aren't going to be a hard thing to do. You don't need to be known. You don't have to be taught any techniques. I don't think, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach had to go to a class on how to be nice to his wife. You know, they didn't have it in those days. And he didn't need it because he wanted to do the will of Hashem. And he knows the will of Hashem is that I have to have Shalom Bayis with my wife. That's all there is to it. Right? So that's the critical third step. Klomar. Finishing up. In other words, Yeshna Shlosha Shalavim. There's three steps. Aleph. Lo'eres HaKoyach Alidei Etzem HaYizbonenus Shekoch Zakayim. First of all, is to arouse that force that is sent through reflection that this force exists. Number one, Beis, Kinyan Amunah B'Lev Shekoach Sukayim, and then to acquire this belief in the heart that this force exists. Zos Adei Diborim, that's through speech. The more a person says this, the more praiseworthy he is. And Gimel, Tvila Baratzon Zayetze Minakoch Lapol, and the prayer that this desire should go from the desire to action. And the next chapter will expand on these words. But what's the clear point we've brought out so far? A person has to arouse that power of our desires to do your desire. So that's found inside your soul. And then only afterwards, we have to remember what we were dealing with over here. Is to fight with the Koch Hasara. Remember, how did we get ourselves into this mess? Into this chapter? It's like, you know, do we want to keep fighting our Yetzirah? Right? You want to have Shalom Bayis. Well, really, I want to be a grouch, selfish guy. But, happy wife, happy life, so I'll therefore follow some of the golden rules. But you might not like doing them. And you're forever fighting doing things you don't want to do. Because the not wanting is stronger. The whole point is Hashem wants you to enjoy your service as being a Jew. And if you really, really like doing these things, then there isn't any fight. You're not fighting all this time. So that's why what these three steps will bring is that you will get to that point. Hashem should help us that we should merit, that all of us should want to truly give pleasure to God in what we do, and that will end the struggles that we have.